Those would be the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man from January of 1963. And let's see what we got here. Thanks to Shirley Miller and Markham. Peter Hughes, it says, I hope we get our 50,000 watts soon, too. Oh, I see. He wanted to know whether we're going to get 50,000 watts soon. Yes, very soon. And Brian Cotterhill, and I'm surprised that your letter got through the mail. It's so small. It's only about the size of a postage stamp. No kidding, it is. Thank you for the fang mail. We certainly appreciate it here on the Grooveyard Show. The Chum Time, 7 minutes past nine. The Prez, Brian Skinner with you, and we'll be here until Mad Night. Once again, a reminder, the big Grooveyard Dance starting next Friday at 22 College Street, the Legion Hall, right across from Eaton's, just west of Young Street. We'll be there from 8:30 until Mad Night. You can dance to all your favorite pops of the past, all kinds of prizes, Beatle albums and past pops albums and all kinds of fun and nonsense. So we'll see you there, won't we?
Master, do you know who Dracula is? He's that fellow that goes around sticking people for drinks.
Ooh. Here's the fourth race from Greenwood. Dean Sultan B. paid $14.60, $5.90, and $3.50. Annie Royal paid $8.50 and $4.60. And McCarr Hanover paid $3.60. Requesting that tune by the Everly Beverly Boys from 1958. Back in May of that year, that song was number one on the Chum Chart for 5 weeks. All I have to do is dream and have nightmares. 14 minutes past nine, Chum time. I have a little joke for you. Are you ready? The professor says to the student, explain what a skeleton is. And the student says, bones with all the people scraped off. Anyone for a ham sandwich?
We have to record them on tape. Invisible tape, that is. What I mean is, the disc has decayed, but the spirit of the record remains.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Elvis, the loveliest girl here in the Grooveyard. And she's such an adorable person, I can't really describe her to you. Oh, yes, there's one thing I really admire. The way she holds her head under her arm.
La, 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 la.
I want the whole world to know that right now I'm feeling no pain. Feeling no pain. On account of you are sweet as sugar cane. And when you kiss me, I'm feeling no pain.
Happy and healthy and...
Here's a record that was a big favorite with all the crypt pickers. That's Paul.
The band is saying something. Everybody is a jumping. You got a slop, bop, nip, flop, hip hop all around. You got a move, move, move around and around. You can't get out. You can't get out. You got a fly, fly, fly. Way off the ground. They're pulling it out. I'm crazy now. Oh, no, you can't get out. No, no, you can't get out. When you're on South Street,
you can't sit down.
And the band is really booting,
you can't sit down.
You hear the hippie with the backbeat,
you can't sit down.
And you see the gang are grooving,
you can't sit down.
I gotta get your motor moving,
you can't sit down.
You gotta make it, break it, shake it all around.
You can't sit down, you can't sit down.
You gotta move, move, move around and around.
You can't sit down, you can't sit down.
You gotta fly.
Okay, there's the doorbells, and you can't sit down.
Well, from all of us, to all of you, here's mud in your eye.
You get your teeth into the show. My, that was a well-pointed statement.
Listen, I have one of my deadly jokes right now, a little humor for you. A fella says, my brother is a scientist, and he crossed a plum with a peach and got a nectarine. The other guy says, I don't think that's so wonderful. My brother crossed a locomotive with an automobile and got a funeral. Okay, you guys, cool it.
Who is peeling potatoes? Would you let your knife slip, please? I'd like to try out my new color film.
The following goes out to Mary Finley, and she says something here about beetle seals. Says, if beetle seals ever come out, I'll be sure to buy some. Well, that's what I say. No, she's got here, buy and use beetle seals. They probably got beetle seals. I wouldn't doubt it. They got everything else. And also, thanks for the poem about rock.
I don't think you should thank her. I wasn't too impressed with it.
Well, she's only kidding. I mean, we all know you're a good-looking fella.
Yeah, you do what I do, but nobody else does.
It's the Rebels and Wild Weekend. We had a letter saying, what are you playing that for? It's the theme song of a guy in Buffalo or whatever. Where's Buffalo? I didn't know that radio station's there.
Thank you.
tune is actually, well, a double pop of the past. It was first released in 1958. It was re-released in 1963. The Rebels and Wild Weekend. And thanks to...
But the fellow whose pet cat was run over by a steamroller. He just stood there with a long puss.
I like those kind of jokes. Why don't you take your wife out on a sea cruise, and when you get away out in the middle, whoops, there she goes. Here's Frankie Ford, all aboard. Black Biscuit from our dusty dungeon of deadly discs. That's Frankie Ford and Sea Cruise. Don't you like my idea about taking your wife out on the boat and then you get to the middle of the water? Whoop, there she goes.
Let's alive and kicking.
They ride here in the groove yard. Some people go to pieces over them. And that can be quite messy at times, you know.
Yes, and me without a spoon. Here's the African Beat with Bert Kempfert. January of 1962. African beef. You know what the cannibals are? Get kind of fed up with those people.
Strange fortune. 'cause I want to make you mine. But what very few people know that we planned everything just so. They say I'm a rather little darling, because I've fallen in love with you. There's a strange fortune, love, to be so young.
That shouldn't be Tony Bellis, that should be Bellis Lugosi. By the way, did you hear about the man who got a bird caught in his lawnmower? He had shredded tweets. Oh, isn't that beautiful a bird off? Here's the Duels and Stick Shift. Duels and Stick Shift. Boy, that's a group that has one foot in the groove, I'll tell you. The grave. Maybe it's the grave. I don't know. 9 minutes before 11. And then...
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy. When you go one, two, three, yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs. With a boom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing, or when he goes high. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. 'Cause Mr. Bassman, I want to be a bassman. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman.
Now you.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the teach me. Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bass Man, I want to be a bass man too. Do the boop bop bop.
Yeah, Mr.
Bass Man, I think I'm really with it. Boom boom, and boom boom. Come on, Mr. Bass Man, now I'm a bass man. Do the boop bop bop.
You'll be horrified to know that we still have another fantastic hour to go on the Groove Yard before we put all the old ones to bed with a shovel. That was Johnny Cymbal and Mr. Bassman from February of 1963.
And around here in the Groove Yard with the master, Brian Skinner. And this spooktacular presentation is coming to you on Radio 1. C-H-U-M. Monumental program.
The Four Seasons. Buddies, the Four Seasons and Marlena from July of 1963 from our muddy morgue of million sellers, Marlena. And thanks to Paula May and Pickering for dropping us a fang letter requesting that tune. Speaking of swinging, did you hear about the judge who told the condemned man, "You'll die when you hear this one"? You'll die. Oh, Fresarino.
Daddy, baby. My daddy, baby. Oh, Fanny, baby. Hey, Fanny, baby. Fanny, baby. I don't mean maybe. My Fanny, baby. Baby, hey, Fanny, baby.
fatty baby. I don't mean maybe. My fatty baby. Fatty baby. My fatty baby. Oh, fatty baby. Hey, fatty baby. Fatty baby. I don't mean maybe. My fatty baby. Baby, my fatty baby, oh fatty baby, hey fatty baby, fatty baby, I don't mean maybe, my fatty baby.
Well, there it is, my first big hit called Fat. Well, actually, it wasn't a big hit. It was sort of a medium-sized. Well, not really a meet. Actually, didn't sell a copy, but we want to thank you for the nice letters. And I want you to know that record was quite an undertaking.
Yeah, I think you should bury it.
Oh, did you want me to say something? I'm telling you, folks, the show is getting worse as it goes along. Hey, I want to say hi to Carol Bellis and Bonnie Eastman. Well, you people have just been so nice with your mail. And this is from 1960. This is one of the albums we'll be giving away at our big Grooveyard dance this coming Friday at 22 College Street, which is just around the corner from Young across from Eaton. So put the little plug in there. Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely.
Down, 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 down.
Only the Lonely from our mighty morgue of million sellers, and that's from 1960, a chum pop of the past. And hi to Tom Peets, who wanted to hear In Dreams.
Together, oh, let's
get
together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Think of all that we could share. Let's get together every day, every way and everywhere. And though we haven't got a lot, we could be sharing. Together. Oh, I really think you're swell.
much younger, Master. I was so poor, I couldn't afford a package of cigarettes, so I used to run behind buses and inhale the exhaust fumes. Ah!
What for Brian Skinner on Guillotine Records? He's a real cut-up, so it should be a sharp relief.
Do you know who? Oh, listen. Okay, gang, cool it. I just want to read down a list of names here, people that have written into the show. Alive and kicking here in Music Land by Marvin Gaye, called You're the Wonderful One. Chubba time is 50. I just reading these mummy jokes. 15 minutes before Mad Night. How do you like these? Mummy. Why is Daddy tied to that tree? Shut up and light the fuse. Here's another one. Mummy, why is Daddy running across that field? Shut up and reload.
Ah, I can hardly wait to see the Late Late Show tonight on TV. I understand they're showing Body and Soul. A movie that's good to the last gasp.
Listen, don't forget now, I want to see
that Fabulous Fred, the Suburban Superman, faster than a three-way cold tablet.
Able to leap?
Look, it's a bird.
Well, don't look up. When we left Fantabulous Fred last week, he was busy selling cough medicine to Islington, henchman to the notorious Scarborough. As we join Fred today, he has Rich Hill in a triple bend figure eight leg lock, attempting to find out where Don Mills lives, as she is hiding Scarborough from the police.
All right, Richmond Hill. Where's Don Mills and Scarborough hiding out? Yeah, so you won't talk, eh? No, just a minute. There's someone at the door. Yes, what is it?
Oh, I'm selling magazine subscriptions to help pay my way through college.
Wait a minute now. You're at least 40 years old.
I'm a slow learner.
Is this a trick? Will Fantabulous Fred fall into a trap and buy a magazine subscription? And what about Richmond Hill? Will Fred remove his foot from Rich's mouth long enough for him to talk? Or has Rich really been towed off? Get it? Towed off.
Ain't funny, Skinner.
Join us again next week for Fantabulous Fred, the Suburban Superman.
That's a sound called Money. It's 24 minutes before 7.
Shoop, shoop. How can I tell if he loves me so? Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, you'll be deceived. Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, you'll make believe if you want to know. If he loves me so, it's in his kiss. That's where it is. Oh, yeah. Or is it in his face? Oh, no, it's just a charm.
Betty Everett and the Shoop Shoop song, that's the Chumdinger this week, the fastest rising record in Toronto Town.
Flying away, Ahu the maiden gay, strolled by Emily Bay. There cometh the courter over the water from a savage Zingazula land. A ball of chieftain grand sang her the slave. And he sang, hula, a Hawaiian hula, smiled on the Zinga Gazula, moonshine above, on the sweet jungle love. For you, my bowl over swinging, for you, my love song singing, the combi, the hula, 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 love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the chief and the owl, the warriors from the peaceful Pillalilla land, would not give him her hand. Her lover took his stand. Through the rattle of all the battle, as she heard his sweet voice strong and true, they fled in his canoe over water blue. And he sang hula, a Hawaiian hula, smile on your zinge gazula, moonshine above, on the sweet jungle love. For you, a bolo was swinging, for you, my love song I'm singing, come be a hula hula la la.
Hey, there's Buddy Knox and Hula Love, a chum pop of the past, a solid gold serving. Don't forget. Here's our theme song on Radio One. It's called Fun, Fun, Fun. Nothing can go wrong.
Forgot all about the library like he told her old man now. And with the radio laughs and goes through the dirt as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the fever away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the fever away.
Well,
we're
in the standard so she walks up and cries like an
angel. You walk like an angel, you walk like an angel.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Like an angel, you look like an angel.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them all a while to take her.
Drive like an angel, drive like an angel.
You'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes the fever away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes the fever away.
From those sandpail sailors, the Beach Boys. Fun, 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 11 minutes before 7. Now, Chum's product of the month.